Yeah. All right.
Oh, oh man. Oh boy. Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Hello, welcome to Synthnasium.
Third edition, right?
Third edition.
Yeah.
Yes. We're here with Peter. Say hi.
Hey.
And Leo.
Hey.
He's not mic'd, so he's just going to scream, I guess.
This is their first time in Studio A here at WMFO Medford.
Oh, so. Yeah. This is Mary-Kate, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ooh, I love the station ID. I love the way you station ID, Mary-Kate. It's beautiful.
Station ID is real. Yeah. And he tried to read my ID. All right, that was Age of Consent by New Order. I got a request to play that one by Jacob Jeffers, who's once again not listening, probably.
That's because he might be dying of norovirus in Florida.
Oh, yeah. So. Jacob's in Florida right now.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I really think we should just, like, change the name of our show to, like,
Jacob Jeffers.
Jacob Jeffers Fan Club. And then just, like, give updates about Jacob, like, every week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's Depeche Mode.
There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're my kind. Oh. I need you tonight, 'cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Or she's trying to tell me something.
What I was trying to say was that Leo's at a seat that was not mic'd, but he's moving. He's got the message. He's working on it. He's going.
We believe in you. I don't even think these headphones are plugged in.
Are they not?
ATM. Because I'm not hearing anything. Okay. Well, to the point. That was Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. And then Need You Tonight by INXS.
Great tunes.
Yeah, it's great. There's like a sound in INXS. This is like so niche. I don't think anyone's gonna get it. There's like the sound is like, oh, like you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay, there's like a sound that's like, oh, like in the background. It's the same sound that like goes off when you like respawn in SSX Tricky, which is like a GameCube video game that's like snowboarding.
That's
a snowboarding game that's like in our dorm. Yeah,
I'm awful at it.
Well, there's like, I'm pretty sure it's the exact same noise. They just like sampled it in their song, and then it's also used in SSX Tricky. What?
Write an op-ed.
Okay, yeah.
Like I'm being serious.
It's been a very long day here on Tufts University campus for Orsi Mary Kate.
Matt Damon was here.
Hey, what's
oh
up?
Oh my God, yeah, Matt Damon was just like working out at the gym.
Yeah.
I saw a comment on Facebook. Jamila commented on something. She was like, Matt Damon has been to the gym more times than I have. And I was like, me too, girl. Same. Like,
I never go to the gym. I'd never work out.
I've never been inside the gym.
But let me tell you, if he's going to be there at any point in the future, like, and in the future, I'm talking like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's worth it for me to start going to the gym.
Yeah. Oh, I just figured out how to turn the volume up on the headphones.
Wait. It hasn't changed anything for me.
No, in my headphones.
Fix mine too.
Wait, you have to, your thing is like somewhere yonder. Wait. You just twist knobs until something happens.
Okay. That's everything is fixed.
Freeform radio.
It's speaking louder now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think it's time for the PSA, right? Our special guest Leo is going to read it, right?
Wait, we have 13 minutes.
What?
Actually, I guess he can read it right now.
I thought he was like all prepared. He like had it open.
Okay. I guess it's PSA time, everyone.
Okay, well. Time for a PSA. So
this
get
is Leo.
Ready.
Introduce yourself.
It says Leo. I'm like Mayo, but with an L.
Ayo for Leo.
And he's on mock trial, so that's how you know it's legit.
Oh, true.
So here it goes. It's from the BostonScienceLectures.com.
It's my favorite website. I visit it every day.
Well, if you're interested in science and engineering, Mary Kate.
Stop.
In the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's BostonScienceLectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. So check out BostonScienceLectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Woo!
That was beautiful.
That was great. I just pulled up the website on my laptop right now.
That looks really cool.
The web design is not the best, I'll say, but you know, all the information is there. That's all that matters.
And he has a really cool graphic in the binder. Like,
he kind of looks like Einstein.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a very cool
So
graphic.
I guess that makes up for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, check out BostonScienceLectures.com. It's actually like pretty well updated. It really has like literally everything going on everywhere.
We love science.
I do like science.
And engineering.
That too.
Okay. I dropped out of the School of Engineering at Tufts, so everyone likes to make fun of me for it, I guess.
No,
that's okay.
We just genuinely love the STEM fields.
Because I could never do any of them.
Yeah, respect.
Thanks, comp sci till I die. Okay, here's some more music.
Jahre Krieg, ließ in keinem Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen. Hab nen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
All right, that was... Oh, let me put my headphones on so I can hear what I'm saying. That was You Spin Me Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive. I actually can't remember if I announced that one or not.
That's
I don't
by
know.
Pitbull.
You did not.
It's not by Pitbull, Leo.
Okay, the version that you're thinking of isn't even by Pitbull. That's the funniest part.
It's
the
by Flo Rida, right?
It's Flo Rida, yeah. That's the best part of this whole entire thing.
That's it. Our radio show is over. We just peaked right here. And then this next song is... I'm going to have Peter say the name.
This is your microphone.
Okay. Hi, guys. What's up? It's 99 Luftballons.
No, you said it
Ballons,
like...
Balloons.
99 Luftballons.
Okay, it's in German.
Nina? Nana?
None of us are German.
Nana? You're Hungarian. How would you say it in Hungarian?
My mom would probably be like, 99 Luftballons?
Yeah, that's perfect. Like that. That's the song that we just played.
I don't know. I just like horribly
broke
my mom's accent.
Brandon Carver?
Is Hello. That the ginger kid? He's cool.
I love him.
His Instagram is cool.
I feel like like friends with him. Well, like I am friends with him. I feel like I've like known him for forever and like we're really good friends, but like I've interacted with him like maybe 5 times max.
I think we just follow each other on Instagram. I don't really know him, but he's very cool. Much love.
He says, "Oh, when I get a shout out, ginger representation. Who's the girl talk who isn't MK?" That's Orsi.
I'm the roommate.
The roommate. The other woman.
Yeah. I'm
just
that one
Peter.
Girl.
Who's the girl talk? Right.
Who's the girl talk? Me too. I love English. Okay. This next song was in the season finale of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which the season really sucked, but
Wait,
like the song is
the
so
show
good.
Ended?
Well, it's the season finale, but like there's a ton of talk of whether or not it's gonna like come back because like Glenn Howerton like left the show rumoredly. I don't even know what's going on.
Wait, which one is he?
Thank you, Brendan Caver. He says, "I love her and she has a perfect voice for radio. Orsi, I love you too."
Anyway, so my voice isn't perfect for radio? Okay. I see.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. What were we talking about? I'm distracted.
I think your voice is perfect for radio, Orsi.
No, my voice is weird.
I mean, so is mine. That's okay. What were we talking about?
It's Always Sunny.
Oh, right. Thanks, yeah. Peter. Always there to keep us grounded.
Wait, which one is Glenn Howard?
He's Dennis. He's the one that's like...
He's not funny.
Is he the one who's self-absorbed? I mean, they all
they're
are,
all,
but
yeah.
like the
He's
most
the like,
self-absorbed.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's the one that's like. Yeah, that is all of them.
The one who's like obsessed with himself and thinks that he's like
the hottest person.
A god.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a 5-star man. Yeah, that's
the mess.
Him.
He's my favorite.
The mess, Charlie.
Yes.
I love Charlie. Charlie's my favorite too.
Me too.
All right, Genius of Love.
Friends, that's fun,
just
guys.
Kidding. I didn't actually say that. Sorry. Sorry, I accidentally turned off my mic before I was done talking. It's been a really long day. Here's more music.
just go? With a hippity, huh?
Right, that was a little, oh no, that was the wrong song. That was Genius of Love by the Tom Tom Club. I'm here with Brendan. Would you like to say something?
Honestly, just want to say Mary Kay is a musical genius and so blessed to be, you know, working with her right now. I mess with the image and I'm glad that we can create.
Thanks, Brendan.
Always doing the most.
We Skyped him in all the way from California, Los Angeles.
Wow.
So we're pretty,
that's the,
like,
order that you say those things in.
California, Los Angeles.
We're pretty cross-cultural.
Yeah.
We're, what is it, bicoastal here.
Yes.
At WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
Also, Brendan had a fun fact, Brendan had a fun fact about Genius of Love, that last song.
Yeah. Yeah, so Genius of Love was sampled by Mariah Carey on her song Fantasy in 1995, which was on the album Daydream, one of the best-selling albums of all time. So basically, yeah, pretty cool.
Mariah Carey is awesome.
All right, well, I prefer the original. Because here on Synthnasium...
I've had a million copies sold. It's fine. Not a big deal.
Well, all right.
Fun facts about Genius of Love. Mary Kate and I were in our dorm together, and she goes, "What's that song that goes?" And I was like, "Oh, you mean that sounds like what you gonna do?" And then we like looked up like what you gonna do ... lyrics on Google, and we found it. So
it was great.
Internet.
These things happen every night. It's great.
It is great.
All right, so I have one last song on my half of the night.
Wait.
Oh, wow, it's late. We spent a lot of time talking.
It's because we love each other.
I have a shout-out.
That is true. That I guess Leo has a shout-out.
Okay, well, sorry, this is my show. Nicole Lee, she's also from California, Los Angeles.
Oh, my
God. This one's for you. I don't even know what's coming up next, but it's for you.
This is a good song. I actually have a funny story, but I can't share it on the radio.
Oh.
Shut up, Brendan.
Try to discover. Give me
All right. I have officially taken over the main radio person seat thing. I don't know what to call this.
Oh. Oops, sorry.
I forgot to turn the mics on. I'm so sorry. Mary Kate loves to make that wee woo noise.
Especially when like sorry, everyone's just going by.
It's late, y'all.
This is honestly like the pinnacle of like my mental decline. I spent 13 hours in the library today.
It happens. It happens. Like midterms week,
spring break
slash month. So.
Spring break.
Yeah, spring break is upon us. It's crazy time. So yeah, Mary Kate's side of the playlist has been very like bouncy, uplifting, and like hip and stuff. And my side of the playlist is very like your dad probably listens to this music.
That reminds me, not of my dad, which is kind of weird. I don't know. My aunt and uncle might be listening to an archive of this. So shout out to Uncle Matt and Aunt Lori.
And Maeve.
And Maeve, I guess.
Maeve is my favorite one of Mary Kate's cousins because she's the only one that I can remember.
You remember, yeah. They're the best.
Wait, no, I can remember the other ones. Okay, so there's Claire, Owen, and Nora, and mm-hmm. Maeve, right? Mm-hmm. That's all of them, right?
Yep, that's all. That's like in that family.
In that family.
I know them. A lot more.
But. And then your aunt and uncle are the parents. I've got this. I know Mary-Kate's family. But yeah, so this side of the playlist is very, like, dad-like. So, yeah. What?
Dad-frat.
Dad-frat, that's right, Leo. His first word.
All right, play the music.
All right, enjoy it, guys.
That was so good. We'll be right back.
demo.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to talk over the end of this song, even though it's amazing, because I feel like we're running out of time. We just spent so much time gabbing and
I'm
whatnot.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just love to talk.
This next song is for my friend Barnabas. It's a Hall & Oates song. But I don't think he's listening.
I love you.
I don't blame him, though, this time, because he's the only friend of mine who actually stays up to listen to the show regularly. But this time around, he had to drive his dad to, like, Tennessee to go on the Appalachian Trail. So it was quite a journey. But anyways, here is Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yes, queens!
I will be gone.
togetherness that seems to believe it. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark.
Alrighty. I know, right? Great little tune. I sound like a dad, like even now, just describing it. Great little tune. Like
one week, we should just like sing all the songs instead of play them.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be like open mic,
and then like open mic acoustic synthnasium.
Yeah. Oh my god. Beautiful. So technically we only have 1 minute left of our time because DJ Juju, aka Julian, will be coming in next. Am I supposed to do the station ID? Yeah, I am. This is WMFO Medford. Yeah, that's what you're listening to currently, 91.5 FM. And we hope you're enjoying Test Freeform Radio because I think it's great. This next song, I was on a list of things that millennials don't know about, and I beg to differ because I do know this song, and it's a good song, and there were a lot of things on that playlist. It wasn't even all songs. It was, like, items as well, like...
Fabric softener.
And, like a tape recorder and things like that, and I was like, I definitely know what that is. Like, I may have been born in 98, but I know what that is.
We're not even, like, technically millennials. We're, like, one right after millennials, right?
I don't know. But it's time for our next song because it's the last one. Okay.
Woo! Goodbye. Love you. Good night.